Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Gimel. For those listening online, it's Elisha Greff subbing for Rabbi Leibowitz, who's away for the weekend. He'll be back Monday morning, God willing. So we covered yesterday almost all of the Gemara that speaks about Achav. We had spoken about the three kings, or two of the three kings. We don't have a chelek in Olam Abba. The first king is Yeravam. The second king is Achav. The third king, which we will focus on almost exclusively today, is Menashe. And towards the end of the daf, we're going to start to discuss Micha, who is one of the commoners who actually does have a chelek in Olam Haba, and that will carry over into tomorrow's daf. So we left off near the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, approximately 10 lines up from the bottom, just 2.5 lines short of the beginning of the discussion of Menashe. The first word on the pasuk is Beisei, and the second word on the pasuk is Vayah, so let's pick up over there. So it says in the pasuk, again, this is just describing the atrocities that Achav did. It says, Vayas Achav es Asherah, that Achav made the Asherah, Vayosef Achav lasos lahakis es Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Mikol Malchei Yisrael, Asher hoyu lefanav, that Achav was so bad, he did worse even to anger God than any of the kings who preceded him. So what exactly did he do that was so bad, in addition to everything that we saw yesterday? So Rav Yochanan Shekosav al Dalso Shomron, that he wrote on the Dlosos of Shomron, Achav Kofar Belokei Yisrael, that Achav was Kofar in the God of Israel, Afirach Ein Lo Chelek Belokei Yisrael, and therefore he has no Chelek in Elokei Yisrael. So it's a machlokas whether he actually wrote this. Did he actually write that Ein Lo Chelek Belokei Yisrael, which would be a sort of support to the proposition that he has no Chelek in Olam Haba, or is this an editorial that since Achav wrote that he was Kofar in Elokei Yisrael, therefore he has no Chelek? But either way, he went and he publicized, at least in the Shomron region of Eretz Yisrael, he publicized the fact that he was a kofar, that he did not believe in God. And it says in the pasuk, Vayivakesh es Achaziyahu, that Yehu, who was a king, was seeking out Achaziyahu, who was the grandson of Achav, Vayilkadua, and he captured him, Vahu Mischabe b'Shomron, and he was hiding in Shomron, Amrav Levi, Shayakoder Askaros, Vekosev Avodas Kochavim Tach. What exactly did Achazio do that was so bad that Yehu was seeking him out to kill him? So again, this is the grandson of Achav, Achav who had been kofar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the grandson of Achav would go to the Sifrei Torah and he would scratch out the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he would write in their stead the names of Avodah Zarah. So obviously these were people who were terrible people who were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and that's why they were ultimately eradicated. Okay, so that was what we left off yesterday from the discussion of Achav. Now we begin with the discussion of Menashe, who's the third king listed in the Mishnah, who has no chelek in Olam Haba. So says the Gemara, Menashe. Why is his name Menashe? So two explanations. One, Shenosha Ka, that he forgot God. Davrachar Menashe Shehinshi Es Yisrael Laviyem Sheba Shemayim, that he caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be forgotten by the Bnei Yisrael. So the way I translated that is according to the Pshat of Rashi, who says that Hinshi is Hishkiach. The Marsha explains that Hinshi is not from the Lashon of Shikha, is from the Lashon of removal. In other words, that Menashe was so steeped in Avodah Zarah, it's as if, Kaviyachal, God forbid, he caused God to be removed from the Bnei Yisrael. Uminolan Dlosi Lamadasi. Okay, so we know that he's a bad guy, but how do we know that he has no chelek in Olam Haba? Dechsiv, because it says like this, Ben Shteim Esrei Shana Menashe B'Malcho, that Menashe was 12 years old when he was appointed king, V'chamisha M'chamei Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim, and he ruled over the Jewish people in Yerushalayim for 55 years, V'yas Asherah, and he made an Asherah, in other words, he was Oved Avodah Zarah, Kasher Asa Achav Melech Yisrael, just like Achav Melech Yisrael. So now the Gemara draws a comparison. Ma Achav ein lo chelek olam haba, af Menashe ein lo chelek olam haba. How was he, in what respect was he like Achav? Well, he was like Achav in two respects. Number one, he was an Oved Avodah Zarah just like Achav. Number two, just like Achav didn't have a chelek in olam haba, So too Menashe does not have a chelek in Olam Haba. Now the Gemara brings an alternate viewpoint. The Gemara brings a contrary view. So Rav Yehuda, my Rav Yehuda says, three lines up from the bottom, Menashe yesh lo chelek Olam Haba. Menashe does have a chelek in Olam Haba. How do we know? Because it says in Pasuk, Shenemar vayispalo Menashe el Hashem vayeyoser lo, that Menashe davened to Hashem and Hashem granted his supplication. Hashem granted his tefillah. How did he grant it? In that he gained admission to Olam Haba. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan v'shnei mikrecha darshu. Ironically, they're both doresh the same pasuk. Shenemar v'nasatim, that it says that the Bnei Yehuda shall be lezaiva, the Bnei Yehuda will be shuddering out of fear, l'chol mamlechos ha'aretz biglal Menashe ben Chizkiyo. They'll shudder on account of Menashe ben Chizkiyo. So what does it mean that they're going to shudder on account of Menashe ben Chizkiyo? Why? So marsav biglal Menashe sa'asa tshuva v'inu la'ovid. Well, they'll be shuddering out of fear because the Bnei Yehuda did not do tshuva like Menashe, that unlike Menashe who did tshuva, they did not learn from him and they still did not do tshuva. Umarsav biglal Menashe deloa sa tshuva. And others say that they're going to be shuddering because of Menashe, who did not do tshuva. So why would they be shuddering because Menashe didn't do tshuva? Rashi explains, top Rashi, because they all followed Menashe in his evil ways. And that's why they ultimately have to shudder out of fear, because they never did tshuva, just like Menashe never did tshuva. So the Mefarshim are bothered, because if you look in Divrei Hayamim, it's obvious that Menashe did do tshuva, because there are many psukim that speak about the tshuva that Menashe did. So the Mefarshim struggle to explain how he might have done tshuva, but it wasn't necessarily a sincere tshuva, or others explain that he personally did tshuva, but as we see from this pasuk, the Bnei Doro, the people of his generation, didn't do tshuva. So what Menashe arguably should have done is he should have done tshuva, and he should have stimulated, he should have motivated the people who lived in his days to do tshuva, which he didn't do, and that's why it's considered in a certain respect that he did not do tshuva. But in any event, what we have here is a machlokas, did Menashe do tshuva or not? Now the Gemara, building on that, says like this. Top line, Kuf Gimel Lamed Aleph. So Amarav Yochanan, Kola Omer Menashe Ein Lo Chelek La Olam Haba. Anybody who says that Menashe doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba, Merapa Yedein Shel Balei Tshuva. He weakens the hands of the Balei Tshuva. In other words, he causes them great distress. Why? Because imagine if Menashe did Tshuva, and yet he didn't get chelek in Olam Haba, it's going to greatly distress Balei Tshuva, who themselves do tshuva and hope that their tshuva eradicates all traces of the averos that they did beforehand. Now, how do we know that Menashe did this tshuva? The Tana Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe asa tshuva shloshim v'shalosh shanim. Not only did he do tshuva, he did tshuva for 33 years. How do we know? The Chsiv ben Shtem Esrei Shana Menashe b'Malko, because it says that Menashe was 12 years old when he was appointed king. V'chamishim v'chamesh shana melech b'Yerushalayim. And he ruled for 55 years. V'yasa sheira kasher asa achav melech Yisrael. And he did Avodah Zarah, he brought in Avodah Zarah just like Achav, the previous king. So Kama Malach Achav, and it says that he's like Achav. So how long did Achav rule? Esr Mitartim Shanim, he ruled for 22 years. Menashe Kama Malach Chamishim V'Chamesh, Menashe ruled for 55 years. Dal Minayu Esr Mitartim Poshulu Tulsa Mithlas. So if you subtract 22 from 55, you're left with 33. So what we see in the Pasuk is like this. Menashe ruled for 55 years. He was like Achav for 22 of the years. 55 minus 22 equals 33. In other words, for 33 years he was doing tshuva. So, therefore, if a guy was doing tshuva for 33 years, yet his tefillos were never answered and he never gained admission to Olam Haba, you could see why this is very, very distressing to Balei Tshuva, who thought that the power of tshuva is great, but they see maybe not so, maybe not for everybody. So says the Gemara, Vayitar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dechsev Vayishma Elav Vayechtar Lo. What does it mean that it says in Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Menashe Vayechtar Lo? It should say Vayeosar Lo Mi Boile. It should say that he granted his tefillah. The Mesoros Hashas just points out that our Girsos of this Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim actually do say Vayeasar lo and not Vayechdar lo, but obviously you have to say that the Ksav Yad that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was looking at, that his Girsa in his Nach said Vayechdar, and that's why he's asking the Kasha, why does it say Vayechdar? It should have said Vayeyoser. So it says Malamed Sha'asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kemin Machteres Barakia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Kaviyachol like a tunnel in the sky, Kedei L'Kablo B'Tshuva Mipnei Midas Hadin, to accept Menashe's Tshuva because of the Midas Hadin. So what does it mean, because of the Midas Hadin? So Rashi explains here in the first skinny line on the right side of the Amud, it says Haisa Ma'akeves, the Midas Hadin was being Ma'akev Shalo LaHakbil Pnei Menashe B'Tshuva, to not accept Menashe's Tshuva. V'yasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machteres Barakia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tunnel in the sky, Yopasha Yodah V'Kiblo B'Lo Yediyas Midas Hadin. So we don't really understand what this means, obviously, but it's as if the Midas Hadin aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in Shemayim wanted to keep Menashe out of Shemayim. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moved by his tshuva in the sense that he was able to circumvent the Midas Hadin and bring Menashe in through this tunnel, whatever that means. So Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Mai Dechsev Bereshis Mamlochos Yoyakim and Yoshio, Evichsev Bereshis Mamlochos Tzidkiyo. Why does the Pasuk use the word Bereshis? And furthermore, V'chiyada Idna Lo Avimalki, that the Psukim that's written, that the Psukim in regard to which it's written Bereshis Mamlochos Tzidkiyo, actually didn't even happen in the first year of Tzidkiyo's rule. It actually happened in the fourth year of Tzidkiyo's rule. So two kashas. Why does it say Bereshis? Usually it says Bishnas, whatever, Lamalko, not Bereshis. And also this took place in the fourth year of Tzidkiyo's rule, not in the first year of Tzidkiyo's rule. So Ella, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hachzer Es Olam Kulo L'So Vavo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to revert the world to the status of Bereshis, to nothingness, Bishvil Yoyakim, because of Yoyakim who was so evil. We'll see later in the daf what he did. Nistakel Bedoro V'Niskara Radaito. However, the generation of Yoyakim was still righteous, and therefore he looked at the generation, not only at the individual, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind was put at ease. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hachzer Es Olam Kulo L'Tov V'Vo Bishvil Doro Shel Tzidkiyo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to upheave the world because of the generation of Tzidkiyo. Nistakel B'Tzidkiyo V'Niskara Radaito. But then he looked at Tzidkiyo himself individually, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind was put at ease. So says the Gemara, what does it mean that Tzidkiyo's generation was so bad, but he looked at Tzidkiyo and he was then put at ease? Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu put at ease when he looked at Tzidkiyo? But Tzidkiyo namik seva yasara b'nei Hashem, that Tzidkiyo did bad things. So if that's the case, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset when he looked at the generation of Tzidkiyo, why was his mind put at ease when he looked at Tzidkiyo himself, if Tzidkiyo also did evil? So says the Gemara, no, he didn't actually do evil. So what does it mean in the Pasuk? The Pasuk tells me he did evil. Shahaya b'yado limchos v'lo micha, that what he could have done was he could have protested all the bad that his generation was doing, and he didn't protest. That's why it's considered as if he did evil, but not really that he did averos himself personally. V'yamar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, another maimer, Mai Dechsev Ish Chacham Nishpat Es Ish Avil, that the wise person contends with the fool, V'ragaz V'sachak V'ein Nachas, and he rages and he smiles and there is no Nachas. And if you look in Rashi over here about halfway down the right side explains this, Ish Chacham Nishpat Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu contends with a fool. And how do we know that Ish Chacham is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shenikra Hashem Ish Milchama. Ish Avil Elu Malachim Shebesamach. And the Ish Avil, the fools, are the Malachim who will mention right away, Achaz Va'amatzia, V'Ragaz V'Sachak, and he angers at one of them, and he smiles at one of them, Ve'ein Nachas. Bein Shu Koi Simon, Bein Shu Sochi Kamon, Ein Yureim Milfana, Ve'eino Chatim Lachzar Lemutav. That what it means is whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats them kindly, or whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats them with anger, they don't get the message, they don't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they continue to violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. So how do we see this so what's the actual story that brings this pshat in the pasuk out? So the Gemara says like this, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ka'asti al Achaz, that I got angry at Achaz the king, v'nasata b'yad malche damesek, and I made him fall into the hands of the malche damesek. I had him defeated. Zivech v'kiter l'Elohim. But what did he do? He went and he started worshiping their avodah zaras. Shenemar v'yuzbach l'Elohei darmesek hamakimbo, that Achaz was captured, and he started worshiping the avodah zaras of his captors. So v'yomer kielo kieloei malche aram hei ma'azrim osam lahem ezbach v'yazruni, that and he said, oh, maybe I'll bring a carbon to them and maybe they'll help me. V'hem hayu lo lachshilo ulekol Yisrael, and that caused ruin for him and for all of Klal Yisrael. So in other words, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated him with anger, and that he caused him to become to be defeated at the hands of his enemies. But what did he do? That didn't spur him to do tshuva. That didn't spur him to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in fact spurred him to be oved avodah zarah. Now sachachti imamatzia. And the opposite is that I smiled on Amatzia v'nasati Malkei Edom b'yado, and I caused him to defeat the Malkei Edom. And what did he do? Did he bring a carbon to me? Did he thank me? No, quite the opposite. Hevi Elohei Hem v'shtachav Elohem. That he went, and then he started davening to the Malkei Edom. Shenemar, as it says, v'haya achrei ba Amatzia me'akos es Edomim v'yavo es Elohei b'nei Seir v'amidu lo l'Elohim l'Elohim u'lefneim yishtachav Elohim. That he went and he brought their avodah zaras after he defeated them, and he started bowing down to them, and he started making incense to them. So it's crazy. Samara Papa, Hainu Damri Inchi. This is what people say. Bechayile Lamar, Delo Yada, that he cried towards one person and the person was oblivious. Chayke Lamar, Delo Yada, he smiled at another person, that person was also oblivious. Vaile Lamar, Delo Yada, Bein Tav Levish. Woe is to a person who doesn't understand the difference between having something good done for him and having something bad done for him. And this is just an analogy to these kings. One of them was treated favorably by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of them was treated unfavorably by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but somehow, mystifyingly, their reaction was exactly the same, that neither of them turned toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, they both went and they both wanted to worship Avodah Zarah as a reaction. So says the Gemara now, Vayter, second widest line. Vayavol kol sarei melech bavel, vayeshvu b'shar hatavech. That the Melech Bavel, that all of the princes of the Melech Bavel came, and they sat in the Shar HaTavech. So this is talking about in the times of the Churban of Yerushalayim, that after the walls of the city were breached, the enemy made their headquarters, as it were, in this place called Tavech. And the Gemara is going to search for what the Tavech means. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. What's Tavech? So it's Makom Shemechatchin Bo Halachos. It's the place where they would be Mechatech, where they would decide Halachos, which means it's the place where the Sanhedrin sat, that they breached the walls of Yerushalayim, and they established their headquarters in the place where the Sanhedrin sat. Amar Rav Papa, Hainu Damri Inchi Ba'asra Damari Tala Le Zaynei, that in the place where the master hung his weapon, Tama'a Taman Kulba Raya Kul Seitala, the shepherd instead hangs his jug. In other words, in a place where there was such greatness, where there was the Sanhedrin, now that Yerushalayim is being destroyed, in the Makom Sanhedrin is going to sit the headquarters of the enemy kingdom. Says the Gemara of Aita, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Mai Dechsev Al Sode Ish Atzel Avarti, that I passed by the field of a lazy person, Val Kerem Adam Chaser Lev, and on the vineyard of a person who lacks sense, Vihine Ola Kulo Kamshunim, and the entire field was overgrown with thorns, Kasupanev Charulem, his face was covered with nettles, the Gedar Avanav Nehersa, and the stone fence lay in ruins. So what's all this an analogy to? So says the Gemara, Al Sada Ish Atzalavarti Ze Achaz, V'al Kerem Adam Chaser Lev Ze Menashe, V'hini Ela Kulo Kamshunim Ze Amon, is Amon, who was the son of Menashe, who was also a Rasha, Kasu Panav Charulem Ze Yo Yakim, the Gedar Avanav Nersa Ze Kitzikyo, and the image of the stone fence lying in ruins is a reference to Tzidkiyosh and Nechrav Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed during the time of Tzidkiyosh. So the Marsha explains that the evil of each one caused the subsequent one to do even more evil, in that Achaz did not allow the Bnei Yisrael to study Torah, and therefore Menashe came and Menashe actually desecrated the Torah, and he desecrated the Mizbeach. And this paved the way for all of the Toevos that Amon did and Yoyakim did. We're going to see Yoyakim was the worst of all, and all of the bad behavior of all of these kings and the cumulative effect of all of these Averos ultimately led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the days of Tzidkiyoh. So that's the analogy that the Pasuk is trying to paint for us. That's a picture that the Pasuk is trying to paint for us here. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'yemer Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Arba Kitos Ein Mekavlim Pnei Shechina. There are four groups of people, four sects of people who are not going to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So one of them is Kat Leitzim, a group of lazy people, Kat Shakranim, lawyers, Kat Hanifim, flatterers, people who flatter each other, Kat Misapre Lashon Hara, and also people who speak Lashon Hara. So Kat Leitzim, how do we know Kat Leitzim is not going to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina? Dechsev, Meshoch Yodo Es Lotzitzim Bo, that he withdrew his hand from people who are Leitzim, Kachakranim dechsev dover shkarim lo yichon leneged enoi, that if a person speaks sheker, he's not going to have any place in front of me. Chanifim dechsev kilo lefonav chanaf yavo, that a chanaf, a chanfen, will not come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kat mesapri lashon hara, and mesapri lashon hara dechsev kilo el chafetz rasha, ata lo yagurcha ra tzadik ata vloiya b'mar gurcha ra, that you're a tzadik, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tzadik, and there won't be any evil in his presence. Rashi explains that the Raya, and this is halfway down Rashi on the left side of the page, that the Raya is actually from the end of the Pasuk, and Lo Yigurcha Raz, Haini Misapra Lashon Hara, Dechsiv Basrei, because it says after that in the Pasuk, after the reference to Yigurcha Ra, Ta'ove Dovre Chazov Ish Damim, the Ode, so the reference to Ra is people who speak Chazov, who speak ill. The Ode, Dechsiv Basrei, Karvan Havas Kever Pasuach Gronam, and it makes a reference to the fact that their throats are open. So the evildoers, who the Pasuk is referring to, are Mesapre Lashon Hara. So why is Lashon Hara, of all the Averis that they were doing, why is Lashon Hara so bad? So the Yad Ramah explains that Lashon Hara is inherently evil. Why? Because if a person does a regular Avera, so you could say that the person has some sort of hana, some sort of benefit or pleasure from doing the Avera, but Lashon Hara often doesn't provide a benefit, it doesn't provide any positive, even to the person who's saying it. It's not like he's satisfying his base pleasure by speaking Lashon Hara. Literally, all he's doing is causing harm and causing pain to somebody else. And that's why speaking Lashon Hara is an Avera that's so bad, it's the Avera that's referred to as Ra, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that nobody who does this Ra is going to have any place in front of me. All right, so Vayter in the Gemara, about 6-7 lines down from the bottom of the page. V'amar Rav Chista, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, Mai Dechsev, what does it mean? Now we're going to darshan a pasuk in Tillim. Lo sunei lecha ra, that no evil will befall you. And this is all psukim that we're going to say David was saying to Shlomo. And then Shlomo's mother Bathsheba was saying to Shlomo. And then part of the pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Shlomo. As we'll see, and we're familiar with these psukim from the tefillah, lo sunei lecha ra, that no evil shall befall you, v'nega lo yikra ba'alecha, and you will not have a nega in your tent. Lo sunei lecha ra means shelo yishlot ben yetzahara, that you're not going to be subject to the attack of the yetzahara. You're going to be impervious to the yetzahara. V'nega lo yikra ba'alecha shelo timsa ishtecha sofek nida b'shash shetava min aderech, that you're not going to find a nega in your tent. You're not going to find your wife in a status of Safek Nidus at any time you come back from the road. Why Safek Nidus as opposed to Vade Nida? Because the Mefarshim explain here that it's Rashi. Rashi explains that by a Vade Nida, you know that when you come back from a trip, if you're out for a long time, you're going to want to be with your wife. But if she's definitely a Nida, you know, okay, I can't do it. But if she's a Safek Nida, you're going to start thinking to be Malamed Heter and Malamed Schus. Maybe she's not. Maybe this isn't a Shaila. Maybe this, maybe that. And you're going to be tempted to succumb to the Yetzirah and to actually be with your wife, even though she's in a status of Safek Nidus. That's obviously a very, very grave sin. The Marshal also explains that it's much more difficult to do tshuva for a state for a violation of Suffolk Nidus as opposed to Vade Nidus, because if you definitely did an Avera, maybe you succumbed to the Yetzer Hara and you did the Avera at the time in the heat of passion, but you know that you did something wrong, so that you know you had to do tshuva. By Suffolk Nida, you're going to think you didn't actually do an Avera because it wasn't really wrong, but really you did an Avera and you require tshuva, you're not going to do it. So that's that's what it means, Venega Leikra Balecha. That's why it's that you won't find your wife in a status of Suffolk Nidus when you come back from a journey. Now, davar acher lo suna lecha ra, another explanation, lo suna lecha ra means shelo niv asucha chalomos ra'im v'irhurim ra'im, that bad dreams and irhurim will not terrify you. V'nega le'yikra v'alecha shelo yehe lecha ben otalmud shemachdiach tavshilo barabim, that you will not have a son, you will not have a Talmud who's going to burn his pot. What does it mean? It means to go astray in public. That everybody who learns from you and who follows your example should go on the straight and narrow path. Ad kan berchu aviv. Until then was the bracha that his father gave him. Mikan ve'elech berchu imo. From then on, his mother gave him the bracha. And what's the mother's bracha? Ki malach av yitzavalach, the malachim should watch over you, lishmarcha b'chol d'varachecha, akapayim yisa'uncha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should carry you on his palms, al shachav afetin tirdoch, that you should tread on the lion and the viper and defeat everybody, ad kan brachaso imo. Until then were the brachas of his mother. Rashi says, how do I know that the first were the brachas of his father and the second were the brachas of his mother? So Rashi says, stam, that if you think, what brachas are my father, is my father going to give me? So my father is going to give me a bracha that I should be strong and I should resist the Yetzer Hara and I should do well in terms of transiting my Mesora. And the mother, the Jewish mother, is always worried about the safety and the well-being of her child, and therefore she's saying, Ki malach av yitzavalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch over you, and you should be safe and don't be dangerous and you should always be protected. So that's his mother's bracha. Mikan ve'elech brachaso shamayim. From then on, it's the actual bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Turning over to Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Kivi Chashach Vafalteyu. This is all in the first person. That you yearned for me, and therefore I will deliver. Asag Veyu Kiyadashmi. I will elevate him because he knows my name. Yikreini Veneyu. He'll call me and I'll answer him. Imo Anochi Betzara. I will be with him in Sara, in distress. Achal Seyu Vachavdeyu. I'll release him and I will honor him. Orech Yamim Asbiyeh. I'll satiate him with long life, Areyu Bishuasi, and I'll show him my salvation. And we know that all this is spoken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because all this is now in the first person. Until now, from now until 6:55, we could sing Orech Yamim, but we'll go weiter. Okay, so we'll say so again, four lines down. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Ma'adichseh Vayimna Merisham Oram, that he withheld from the Rishon his light. The Zroa Rama Tishaver, and the high arms will be broken. So Mimnei Ma Ayin Shal Rasham Tluya. So if you look in an actual Navi, so if you look in Eov, the Ayin in the word Rasham is suspended. So it's written a little bit higher in the line than the Resh, the Shin, the Yud, and the Mem. So why is it hanging? So it says it's a remez that came on Shenase Adam Rosh Milmata Nase Rosh Milmala. If a person is destitute of friends, if he has only haters on this world, then Mistama, people have a reason for hating him, and therefore Mistama, he's hated up above as well. And the hanging ayin is so that you would read the word Rashim, and it's a reference to the two rushes. If you're destitute below, here you're going to be destitute above in Shemayim. So says the Gemara, V'lo nichtav eklal, I have an idea. Instead of writing the word Rasham and suspending the ayin, why don't we just write the word Rashim without the ayin altogether? Says the Gemara, V'yochanan Rabbi Elazar, Chadamar M'mnei Kvodo Shal David, Chadamar M'mnei Kvodo Shal Nechemya Ben Chachlaya. We couldn't write Rashim because it's not everybody who's hated on this world is hated above necessarily. David HaMelech had a lot of enemies in this world, but He was obviously beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nehemiah had a lot of enemies in this world because he exhorted people to tshuva and also was professing against the downfall of the Jewish people's enemies, and therefore he was hated, but he still was beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not everybody, there are reasons to be hated, and there are reasons to be hated. If you're hated because you're trying to get people to do right, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. If you're hated because you're a mean person and you're a bad person, then you're also hated up in Shamayim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana Rabbanan, Menashe Hayishona Chamisha Mechamisha Panim Batoras Konim Keneged Shnei Malchuso. Startling statement in light of the fact that we said that Menashe didn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. We already saw that he did Shuvah for 33 years, and still, according to some, according to our Mishnah, he didn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Now it says that he darshan 55 different drashots in Toras Konim and Sefer Vayikra Keneged the years of his rulership. So that's Rashi's explanation. The Yad Ramah says, how could it be that this guy was so evil? He worshipped Avodah Zarah. He was an impetuous sinner. He didn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, but he was such a massive Talmud Chacham that he was darshaning in Toras Konim for 55 years. So what it means is that when he was a child, says the Yad Ramah, he was a ben yeshiva, and he used to learn, and he darshaned 55 drushas, but that was in his youth. And in the schus of the 55 drushas that he darshaned, he was zoche to rule for 55 years, but while he was ruling, he was a terrible, terrible person, and that's why he lost his chelek in Olam Haba. The Gemara says, not only that, Achav Shmonim v'chamisha, Achav Darshan 85 drushas in Torah's Kohanim, and Yeravam Me'av Shlosha 103. So the top three kings who are on our list who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba turns out were one of the biggest Talmidei Chachamim of their respective generations. Why is the Gemara telling me this? The Marsha explains that the reason the Gemara is telling me this is so lest you think that these kings went astray because they didn't know any better. Comes the Gemara and says, nah, they did know. These were huge Talmidei Chachamim. They knew exactly what they were doing, yet they violated the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they deservedly lost their chelek in Olam Haba. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanya, Hayira Meir Omer, Avshalom ain lo chelek l'Olam Haba. Avshalom doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. Shenemar, Vayakuis Avshalom, and they smote Avshalom, Vayimiseyu. So there were two words of Akkah, Vayaku and Vayimiseyu. Vayaku b'Olam Hazeh, Vayimiseyu l'Olam Haba. Means that he lost Olam Abba, that he lost Olam Abba. Tani Rav Shimon, Elazar Amar Mishum Rav Meir, Achaz v'Achazia, Achaz and Achazia, v'chol Malchei Yisrael, and all of the Malchei Yisrael, Shekasa ben Vayasara b'Enei Hashem, with regard to whom it's written, Vayasara b'Enei Hashem, lo chayon v'lo nidonim. They don't have chayon Olam Abba, but they're also not in the purgatory of Gehenim. They're somewhere in the middle over here. Now, Rashi explains, well, we're only talking about Malchei Yisrael, we're not talking about Malchei Yehudo, come from Beis David, because by Shlomo HaMelech, it also says Vayasara b'Enei Hashem, and Chas v'Shalom, we should say that Shlomo is not in Olam Haba. But it's by the Malchei Yisrael, these two guys, as well as any Melech with regarding whom it's written, Vayasara, don't have a chelek. They're not in Chayim Haba, but they're also not in Gehenim. So Vagam Dam Naki Shafach Menashe Harbe Maod, that Menashe also spilled a lot of innocent blood out of Shermoli Yerushalayim Pelope until Yerushalayim was filled with blood end to end. Levan Mechataso Asher Hechti Yehuda Lasasara Beni Hashem. In addition to all the Avodah Zarah that he did. So what exactly did Menashe do in Yerushalayim? Sachar Tagimush Harag Yeshaya, that he killed the Navi Yeshayo. B'Marav Amri Shasat Selam Asoy Elef Bnei Adam, that he made a craw, that he made a tzelem, an idol that was so heavy it required 1,000 people to carry it. Of a chol yom v'yom. And when each day they would try to carry the tzelem, and the tzelem would literally crush them under its weight. The Marshal points out this is like the best Avera possible in the Avera contest because it's Avodah Zarah and it's Shvichas Damim all at once. The only thing he's missing here is Gila Arayos. Now, Kaman Azlahad Amar Rabba Barchana Shkula Neshama Shal Tzadeg Echa Kenega Kol Olam Kulo. How do we know that? Kaman Amar Yeshaya Harak. Because if, according to Manimar, it says that Menashe killed Yeshaya, yet it said that the blood of innocent people was in Yerushalayim from end to end. He only killed one person, but if you kill a Tzadik, if you kill a Navi, it's as if you kill the entire world. And why does it say the Lashon of Peh? Because it says, Ian Yaakov explains, because just like by Moshe, it says, pel pel dabrebo. It's a raya to the fact that Menashe killed a Navi who had a level of nevuah for his generation that was like the level of nevuah that Moshe had for his own generation. So killing of even one person, very, very terrible deed, obviously. So ksiv pesel, ksiv psilim. Was it one or two? So, or one or many? Some Rabbi Yochanan mitchila solo parts of echad. At first, he made only one likeness, one countenance in the pesel, in the idol. Lipsof asolo arba partsufim kadesha tira shchina v'tichos. That he made four partsufim, just like the Kisei HaKavod has four images on it. Menashe made four images on his idol, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would see it and should be especially upset. Achaz emidu ba'aliyah. Achaz brought an idol into the aliyah of the Beis HaMikdash. Nimar ves amizbechos asher alagag aliyas achaz. Menashe emidu ba'eichol. Menashe brought it to even a more prominent space in the heichol. Nimar ve'yasim es pesel asher asher asa ba'beis asher asa ba'bayis asher amar Hashem al David ve'al Shlomo ba'bayis ezeh b'Yerushalayim asher b'charti mikol shiftei Yisrael anoshem eshmi li'olam. That he brought it into the heichol. Amon echnisu le'beis kachay hakachim. Amon, Menashe's son, brought the idol into the base. Kotchei Hakotchim Shnemar ki kotzer hamatzah mehishtareya. The couch is too short for stretching out. Va mischet sara ki hit chanes. And the cover is too narrow for curling up. What does this mean? So, Mikey cuts our matzah mishareya, that the couch is too short for stretching out. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he cuts our matzah zeh milishtara lav shnei reyim keechad. That this couch, in other words, the base hamikdash, the base kachay kachim, which is the most holy place in the world, is too small for both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the idol to coexist. That you can't have the idol in the base kachay kachim. Mai va mischet sara, and what does it mean that the cover is too narrow? So, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yochanan, when he would reach this pasuk, would cry, Misha Kasabo, regarding whom it's written, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kones kanan me'ayam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes mounds from the sea, Tasalom Asecha Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the supernatural, the idol is really going to be a rival to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an embarrassment, it's an incredible embarrassment. The Gemara now goes weiter on the evil deeds of all these kings. Achaz batal es avoda. Achaz was mevatal the avoda v'chasam es haTorah. He sealed off the Torah because he closed yeshivas. Shneimar tzur tuuda. He bound the testimony chasam Torah belimud. He sealed off the Torah from learning. Menashe kader es askaros. He scratched out the askaros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. V'haras es mezbeach, and he destroyed the mezbeach. Amon saraf es haTorah. Amon did even worse. He burnt the Torah. And he caused cobwebs to grow on the Mizbeach for lack of use, because it fell into disuse. Achos hiteresa erva. Achos was mater erva. Menashe bala choso. Doesn't mean mater, obviously. It means that he acted so freely that he was always bal on Arias. Menashe was bal his sister. Amon bal ima. Amon even was bal his mother, the sick guy. Shnemar kiyu Amon harbe ashma. His sin was very great. Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Chana Marsha Torah. What was the great sin? One said that he burnt the Torah. V'chanamar shabal imo, that he was baal his mother. Amr lo imo, his mother said to him during this dastardly act, Klum yeshulcha anami makam shiyatzasim yemene yisiko. Can you actually have anah from being baal, the place where you came from? Samar le klum ani osa ela lahachis is bori. I'm not doing it for anah. I'm just doing it to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyasa yoyakim, when yoyakim came, he said, Amr, these people who came before me, they didn't even know how to upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anu tzrichim ela la'oro. Watch me, I'm going to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klum anu tzrichim ela la'oro. Do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything except for his light? Yesh lanu zav pruvim shanu mishtam shimbo. We have the Peruvian gold that we could use as a source of light. We don't even need this sun. Yitol oro. Let him take his sun and go away. Samar lo, so the people of his generation said, v'alo kesav zav shalohu. How could you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take his son and go away? The Peruvian gold that we use belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar liya kesef liya zov numa shem tzvakos. Amar lem karnitnu lanu. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave it to us. Shneimar shemayim shemayim lashem v'aris nosan levnei adam. Amar le rava la rabba bar marim neimala manu es yoyakim. So why was Yoyakim not counted among the kings who didn't have a place in Olam Abba? The guy was the biggest rush out of all them. Yishum d'chziv bey v'yeser divrei Yoyakim v'toavosav asher osav. Because it's not answering the question, but it says that the rest of the Divrei Yoyakim and all the Toevos that were found in him. What does that mean? So Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Chanamar Shachakak Shema Vodachamim Alam Maso, that he wrote the name of an Avodah Zarah on his Aver Tashmish, v'chadamar shachachat shem shamayim ala moso, that he wrote the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his Aver Tashmish. Either way, this is an incredible affront. So why was he not listed in the list of people who don't have chelik in Olam Haba? Amar lei b'mlachim lo shamati. I don't know why he wasn't listed. Bedyoto shamati. However, I did hear a reason why one of the Hedyotos, who's not mentioned in the Mishnah, does have a chelik in Olam Haba. So that's going to be Micha, but we'll leave off over here. And Rabbi Bolzam will give the shiur tomorrow. I'm away for Shabbos, but I'll be back, God willing, Sunday morning.